but give me a break. So, Cat Minecrafter says, tonight is going to be the last night tuning in until the first week of November. Wow, why is that? We're going to miss you. We're going to miss you. Shrek the Musical stopping by with a hello, Shrek the Musical 25. How are you? Black Cat's Poppy stopping in with a cool. And Krista liking the spooky, I think, as well as posting my favorite frog face, the OS frog. I love frog. Oh, going on vacation. Where are you going? Is this your Hawaii trip? Let's pop open this delicious rum. Oh, good. We have some spooky stories tonight. We're going to be talking about a creature of pure evil. 6 hour time difference. Right on. I hear you. I'm still not quite decided how I'm going to handle my Arizona trip. That's going to be an hour off. So I guess, no way, isn't it several hours? But whatever the time difference is, I got to figure that out. We may either have to do much earlier or much later, or that might just be a week off. I don't know what I'm going to do. So enjoy your vacation. Yeah, if it's 2 hours behind, it's going to be a little weird. It'll be like 9 o'clock for me over there. I may still be out drinking at places. So we'll see. We'll see how that pans out. We'll see how that goes. But I hope you're all doing well. So here's a cheers to you all out there. Stay safe on that trip, man. Let your long, wild hair down and flop down on the beach with a couple of delicious pina coladas. Virgin, because you're not old enough to drink yet. But, just chill out and relax and enjoy your vacation. Yeah, so I got to check out what's up with the Arizona thing. We'll see about that. That may be a weird break time, whatever thing. We'll see. But I want to try and not leave you guys behind because I've been so consistent with this. Maybe we'll change it up and do special. Maybe I'll do them at the same time, but rather than with this fancy setup, maybe I'll just do them on my phone and we'll just talk wherever I'm at and hang out that way. So I think if that works, it'll be sort of a different setup, which I think is still pretty fun. Had a good day at work today, even though I had a migraine, which is better now. But I have tomorrow off. I have tomorrow off work because I have some prep to do. I'm having an all-day movie fest on Saturday. So I'm taking the day off to just prep for that. So it'll be fun. I'm going to watch movies all day and drink all day on Saturday. So that's going to be, it's going to be good times. It's almost always good times. See, I thought maybe that'll be fun, right? I'm still debating what motorcycle, if I want to rent a motorcycle while I'm there in Arizona. I'm trying to debate which one to get. I do feel like I need transportation being there for a week. And the question is car or bike? And I kind of feel like I can get a bike much cheaper and will enjoy it much more. So I think that might be what I end up doing. So, but how is everybody else today? Black Cat, how you doing? Shrek the Musical, how you doing? Krista, how you doing? There is, by the way, if you are a Discord user, there's a Discord scam going around where people will send you a message that's like, hey, I got a gift for you. And it looks like it's sending you to like discord.gift or something like that. It's really not. It's taking you to a scammer site. They'll want your login credentials to send it to you. So if you do that and you do it on accident, make sure you immediately change your password. I tried it because I don't really give two shits about Discord. I tried it. And when they get to the part about asking you for your 2FA, it obviously doesn't work because they don't have the actual authority to connect to the 2FA on the other side. So just be careful about that. There are still scams and shit like that going around, which is terrible. I hate that people do that. Black Cat was so tired, but is feeling better now. Just take a nap. Just take a nappy nap. Gotta love naps. Like, I'm telling you, I have this napping spot in my basement on this couch, and it's like the best sleep I get. It's just the best. I almost like it better than my bed, I think, which is kind of weird. So, I'm gonna wait maybe another 5 minutes 6 minutes, and then we're going to talk about an absolutely true creature of evil, which is why I have the spooky lights and stuff going and had the scary music going. Cat Minecrafter's Wi-Fi hates her tonight. Cat, if you're using a mobile device to watch this, you might want to, as I've talked about before, just take and turn your resolution down. Turn that down to 360, maybe even one, I think 160, 360, 240. But yeah, it'll make it not look as good. But given the fact that if you're on a mobile device or whatever, anyway, it might not really matter. I always tell people turn that down because it saves your battery and your mobile data anyway. And if it's really, truly continuing to not be good, you can also just turn on the audio only version. But Kat took a 30-minute nap earlier, and it was perfect. You woke up to the sunset. Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Dang it. Yeah, my I've got this VCam thing that wanted to do an update. I'm like, no, I got a show to do. I gotta do my show. Well, speaking of tired, one reason why I was tired, we had the most bombastic thunderstorm last year. An absolute blockbuster thunder that was so loud. God, it woke me up in the middle of the night in a startle. And it was crazy thunder. Would have been nice to have that earlier in the evening at like 9 o'clock or something, but no, well. Well, Chemical Dreams is here lurking. He's kind of in the middle of something. Well, what are you doing? I'm curious. What are you doing? Unless it's a thing you don't want to share for that reason, and you, if you know what I mean, I think you do. But anyway, always curious to know what you guys are up to. So I can't believe we are already moving into almost the last week of October. I feel like a lot of the months this year, you know, went by at a fair pace, but I feel like October always just goes by like a flash in the pan. It's nuts. Maybe it's just because I like the month so much, but man, it just goes fucking just blasting through. Alchemical is watching the premiere of CR. I don't know what CR is. You'll be definitely watching the VOD. Also, everyone start ordering stuff for Christmas. I know. Get your Christmas shopping done way early because it's going to be a mess. But you know what I've also say on the Christmas thing? Like for me, I don't really need a lot of gifts. My gifts are I want to laugh and see you guys and hang out and be with my friends and whatever. So just know, I think that probably a lot of people are in the same boat. So even just something small and touching. Finances are really, really bad for a lot of people out there. So don't worry so much about the monetary gift. You know, for me, like somebody gets me a cigar. Hey, here's a cigar. God, I love it. That's all I need. You know, write me a nice little card with a nice little message or something. I don't know. But good advice, Kat. Krista is the Christmas present. I'm telling you, it's true. It's true, though. Y'all are my Christmas presents. When I get to hang out and see my friends over the holiday and my family, like, that is the best present to me. Just cool, crisp air and just love it. And I hope we don't get, like, bombarded with snow this year, but it would be nice if we got a little bit more, especially since I have my beautiful new pickup truck, Raina the Third. I want to test her out in some snow. So it's like, come on, snow a little bit. Doesn't have to be crazy. Come on. Kat isn't so much concerned about her family, but her sister married someone who has a daughter, so you want to get her something good, and kids' toys are going to be hard to come by in the end of November. Kat, I'm curious, how old is said child? How old is said child? Do you know? Because I have an interesting gift idea. She's 5. If you can find someone, especially someone who's a craft person, see if you can find someone who makes classic wooden blocks. The little squares, the little sticks, the little arches, triangles, the little squares, and then see if they have like a wood burning kit where they can put the alphabet and numbers on there. A handmade, one-of-a-kind wooden block set. Like, again, for me, when I was little, blocks were one of the best things ever. Those things last forever. It's a great thing to pass down through family lines. Maybe ask her dad if he could do that. Maybe ask her dad if he can make a set And why don't you come up with some of the different shapes? And you could come up with stuff. You could either get a wood burning kit and try the wood burning yourself, which is not hard. You could buy a little wood burning pen and just write the letters and numbers on there and handwrite it yourself, which would be cute. You could draw pictures. You could do a little cat or flowers or whatever. And that way, then that's got your own personal touch. And then just get some sort of nice box for it. Get some little box or container. Like, that's a fantastic gift for little kids. Non-toxic. Helps learning. Helps hand-eye coordination. Spectacular gift. And honestly, I feel like in a lot of ways, children are like kittens or cats. You can buy them all this expensive stuff, and that's all great. But shit, they end up going back to things like blocks and cardboard boxes and sticks. Shit, Black Cat still plays with sticks. So there's a lot of people out there who I know are trying to make some extra money with little arts and crafts gifts. So look at places like Etsy, or look online, look on Twitter, look around, see if there's people who are working on that sort of stuff. Leatherworking, woodworking. Cat's as littered as a kid, you'd rather have the cardboard box than the gift came in. I had several gifts where I liked the box more than the gift, to be honest. And even stuff like that. So, you're thinking about making these wooden blocks, but even things like a wooden box with little slats and stuff in it, and you can make a nice box. You can make a nice box to carry and put stuff in, you know, almost like a toy box. Quiet toys are the best. I agree, Black Cat. More creativity on the child's part. It spurs imagination, hand-eye coordination, you know, relative with shapes and balance and everything else. No, but I think what Black Cat means is it's not an electronic thing that's making the noise for them. You know, it's not something that's just, oh, you put the batteries in it and you push buttons and it's just blah, blah, blah. Like, if they're going to make noise, making the noises themselves, that's what you want. That's the creative part of a gift like that, right? I mean, shit, I used to run with an aluminum baseball bat and pretend it was a rifle and make sounds out of it. It's the best. The other thing would be, Cat, if you didn't want to wood burn necessarily in the blocks, you could have somebody make the blocks for you. And then what I think would be neat is you could either plaster dip the blocks and or paint them yourself. And then you could have a variety of colors, which is also kind of fun. Cat would love to learn how to make dollhouses, but you need someone who knows how to do woodworking stuff. Now that would be an awesome gift. And you know what's crazy about that? With some relatively simple, relatively cheap wood. And even if you weren't going to use wood, you could use project board, which obviously isn't as sturdy, but is lightweight and very inexpensive. And if you use project board, all you need is a coping saw. You can just get a handheld coping saw from Harbor Freight. And then you just take a marker and draw on the stencil. And you just use the coping saw to cut it out. And you glue it together. Done. Make a house. Make a little building. All right? There's all sorts of... I'm always telling, like, man, you know, if you've got time, like, I don't see in a certain way, like, how can you be bored? You could go to a dollar store and pick up stuff at the dollar store and build goofball shit and make little crafty craft, you know, projects. You need to change... Well, that's because your cat mine crafter. Craft. Crafty craft. Anybody else like or has built any stuff like that? Or have any gift ideas, too. You know, if you have any gift ideas for some fun stuff like that, you know, post them in chat. I just followed a guy who's from the UK who does leather working, and I kind of wanted a pair of... almost like little shin guards for when I'm riding the bike or something like that, but I don't know. But, like, man, you can do all sorts of fun shit. But a personal gift like that is always nice. So, cheers. Your sister's husband welded her wedding band. That's pretty awesome. He is so handy. With I'm going to say this isn't meant to sound like I'm dismissing it, but with a little bit of money, and I mean a truly little bit of money, if you have a Harbor Freight store somewhere around you, you can buy some simple little tools and learn how to do that stuff. And then especially if you find materials that are either cheap or that you can just find and collect, you know, Black Cat, I'm sure, like, you've probably been around different fairs, antique stores, flea markets, whatever. Look for some place that holds a local flea market and go get some stuff and just refinish it and clean it up and put it together and make it a little... Like, I got a guy, he, for his, for the groomsman for standing up in his wedding, he got these little boxes made. And so it almost looks like a little chimney. So it's just a little rounded, pointed plaque. And on the back of it, there's a bottle opener with your initial carved into it. And then at the bottom, there's a little wooden box. There's a little wooden tray. And the idea is you put that on a counter flat against the wall. And then when you open the bottle cap falls into the little wooden receptacle. What a nice, neat little thing. And he had somebody that I think he just talked to. I don't know if it was some craft fair or whatever. And he just commissioned 8 of those to be made or whatever it was. And had those made. And what a fucking cool little gift. Stuff like that is nice. I imagine I could figure that stuff out and do it. But I have this thing about, like, making a mess. And especially in here where I have computer equipment and guns and all the rest of that stuff. You know, I'd like a better dirty workshop for either carving and cutting and, you know, doing stuff like that. I don't have the space for it here at this house necessarily. But little flea markets and stuff like that, you can just find often some really neat stuff. They found old doorknobs. So they found the old glass doorknobs. And then what they did is they got little pieces of, like, acrylic and they ran them through holes into all the ends of the little doorknobs and then just used, I think, some solder or something, and they sort of fixed them together in sort of this little, like, ball. And then they attached an LED light to the top, and so then all of the glass handles of the doorknobs lit up, and because some of them had different colors, it was just this really neat-looking light. Little girls might like the vintage stuff from flea markets to play house. Also, spectacular idea. Absolutely. Cat Minecrafter wants a metal detector for Christmas to go to metal detector around your house. There's got to be some juicy stuff in the middle of nowhere. You might be surprised at how little you find. If you're going to buy a metal detector, I would recommend you look on Craigslist or buy one used. A lot of people buy those thinking they're going to find all sorts of treasures. And, you know, you can find cool stuff, but definitely don't buy one brand new, and definitely don't buy one that's, like, huge top of the line. We used to take one like that up to the beach, and most of the time what we found were bottle caps or, like, pieces of lawn chairs that people broke and just left in the sand. Krista doesn't understand why people would pay lots of money on toys for a kid that, honestly, they will play with for a week. Well, that's the thing. Some of the vintage toys, like Black Cat saying, some of that stuff, I find, like, you'll play with them much more. They're larger, they're rugged, you can throw them around a little more, you can be silly with them. Bottle caps would be kind of fun to make something with. Yeah, if you can get them, especially if you can color code them, you can make pictures out of them, right? It's basically like a dot. It's like doing pointillism artwork. If you find an old antique, like, coffee table or something like that, I know Bill hates sanding, but I kind of like sanding as long as you can do it outside. But if you sand down the top of it and then you glue the bottle caps to the top of the table and then you lacquer over the top of it, for example, then you have this, like, near indestructible coffee table top where you don't really have to worry about coasters because the bottle caps are basically, you know, they're metal. It's like having a metal tabletop. Okay, what's vintage, like, what decade? You know, I would say even stuff from the 70s on back. You know, they tend to be larger, made out of heavier duty plastic or metal. You know, they don't have as many fine moving parts. A lot of them are big and bold and silly looking. Before everything became Transformers or whatever, you know. But I would say, realistically, if you go anywhere from the 70s on back, depending on what you want to call vintage, but I think that's just kind of a, I don't know if there's a true definition, but that would be it for me, would be 70s on back. Because even around by the 80s, you started to get into stuff that was a little more made in China, cheap type stuff. You know, like He-Man toys. It's the same mold. They just make it out of different colors and put a different rubber head on it. The only toy you remember from when you were a kid was your favorite stuffed animal. You don't remember any of the toys, but you begged your mom to get from Target and cried because she said no. What was the stuffed animal, and did you have a name for it? What about anybody else? Did you have a favorite stuffed animal when you were a kid? And what was it, and what was its name? I think I talked about that. For me, it was the unfortunately and horribly named pound puppy that I called Trooper, which, especially when I was little, would call it Twoopa because I was little. But I loved that floppy, squishy dog, and I would carry him all over, and I would talk to him while I was building with my blocks. Or constructs. Constructs were way better than Legos, in my opinion. Why would you want to snap together thin little brick? Like, constructs moved, and you could make these huge towers with panels that fall and everything. God, I loved it. You had Zippy the monkey. That's kind of adorable. It was a little bear blanket thing, and it was named Junie from Spy Kids. Aww. Adorable. Blanket, a bear-lanket. I can't combine that very well. I also had this, like, I think he was like this little raccoon stuffed animal, and he had this, like, little, he had like a little robber's shirt, like a little hat and a mask, and so I called him Bandit. So he was my second favorite stuffed animal, was this little raccoon. My bandit raccoon guy. You fell down the stairs pretending to be spies with it when you were 3. I know. But see, that's part of, like, you get those knocks, you get the bumps. Like, that's developmental for a kid. You gave him needles and cut his hair. His ears were rubber, so you liked the noise they made. You gave him needles? What the fuck? Black.
Give me your rubber ears.
You tend to really like a lot of sounds, too. Do you get, like, ASMR, or does it just calm you when you hear certain sounds? Like the crackling from the Silly Putty, that snapping, popping sound. Does that, like, soothe you? But maybe you need a haircut. Nobody likes a shaggy, uncomfortable boy. Oh, you played Doctor. That's, every time kids say they're playing doctor, that's like a half between adorable and also sinister and kind of extremely scary. Oh my god.
Yeah, I'm just a surgery and I'm gonna be fine.
Tearing all the stuffing out of them. Oh my god, poor thing. You just like it. You guess it's soothing. That's fair. I like that. I'm a big, like, I got these leather gauntlet gloves for cold weather for my bike, and they make the best leather sound. When you put them on and you, like, move your hand, it makes the best leather, like, that just leather sound. Especially if you, I'm like, I just sat there and just kept doing it. I was like, God, I love the way these gloves sound. Yes, it's very sinister. It's more like Mad Scientist, let's be honest. It's more like Dr. Mengele rather than, like, playing doctor.
I cut his arm off, and then we can just sew it back on again.
Oh, my God.
I sawed off his head. It's okay, I'll just stick back on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a developmental thing, and it's because I feel like when you're a child, you don't understand the micro-specifics of being a doctor. You just think of it like you think of it either in children's books or cartoons or whatever. It's a big happy doctor's bag, and you get a bump, and they put a Band-Aid on you, and you're healed, right? Like, it's not, well, let's see. Let's take your let's do a blood panel, and then we're going to prescribe you this so that your triglyceride, like, that's not playing doctor. It's like, oh, you got a bump. Let's give you a Band-Aid. And, oh, you're not feeling good? Okay, take your medicine. And they just give you a spoonful of medicine, and you're all better, right? Cat likes the sound of acrylic nails tapping against, like, a countertop. That is such a good sound. There's some of these, like, there's this one girl, she does these tattoos. She had these acrylic nails. And she had this, like, almost like some sort of, like, a box thing. She was, like, tapping her fingernails on it. I was like, that's making the perfect sound. Also, acrylic nails, if you gently scratch the back of my head and neck, I'm like an alligator. I could be in a full-blown rage. And if you gently do that move, I calm down and I get all soothed. Oh, you don't like that nail tapping sound? See, that's like the crazy thing about sounds. Like, you know, I have some stuff that just drives me to an absolute sound rage. And I have other stuff where, like, it hypnotizes me. It's weird. Love it. I think hearing in that regard is fascinating. Like, I know a lot of people get weirded out or whatever about the ASMR thing. But if you read, like, the clinical breakdown of it, it's actually fascinating. There's a little bit of a, they don't quite know why it does that, why people get like chills from hearing a sound. Like, it's very strange. All right, podcast folks, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about a truly evil, sinister creature. Be right back. Okay, we're going to talk about a truly evil creature. So I hope you guys are ready for this. I hope this doesn't give you nightmares. But be ready, I'm warning you. So, the Furby was an American electronic robot toy that was originally released in 1998. It resembles a hamster or owl-like creature and went through a period of being a must-have toy following its holiday season launch, with continual sales into 2000. Over 40 million Furbies were sold during the 3 years of its original production, with 1.8 million sold in 98 and 14 million in 99. Its speaking capabilities were translated into 24 languages. Furbies were the first successful attempt to produce and sell a domestically aimed robot. A newly purchased Furby starts out speaking entirely Furbish, the unique language that all Furbies use, but is programmed to start using English words and phrases in place of Furbish over time. This process is intended to resemble the process of learning English. The updated Emototronic Furby with voice recognition and more complex facial movements was sold between 2005 and 2007. Another updated one with LCD eyes and a mobile app was released in the holiday season for 2012. The initial creation, Dave Hampton and Caleb Chung spent 9 months creating the Furby, in addition to 9 months spent designing the toy. Look at the first, look at that one over from McDonald's. That thing looks terrifying. Look at that fucking thing. After two attempts at licensing the concept, they invited fellow toy and game inventor Richard C. Levy to join their efforts to sell Furby. Levy brought Furby to Tiger Electronics, and Tiger's Roger Schiffman bought the rights to it. Furby's first public appearance was at the American International Toy Fair in 1998. It is pure evil. Look at it. Look at this goddamn thing. Where is this? Look at that. Look at that fucking monster. Look at that thing. Cat, black cat. Can you imagine one of these, like, what if you're out for a late night walk and then you just saw one of these just following you or something? Like, it's terrifying. Look, it's fucking crazy. It does look like it wants to eat you. It looks like it wants to eat your soul. Furbies originally retailed for about $35, and upon release, they sold very well. Catapulting demand during the 1998 Christmas period drove the resale price over $100, and sometimes as high as several hundred dollars. Furbies were sold for over $300 in newspapers and in auctions. Nicknames were given to the different aesthetic varieties, and sellers assigned rarity values to them. It reminds you of the Pope. It's because of his little Pope hat. They're weird, too. Furbies are fucking bizarre. The significant aftermarket demand and price for the toy resulted in cases of fraud in which customers paid for Furbies that were never delivered. Parental battles, arguments, and fights increased rapidly as supplies dwindled. And when retail supplies ran out, parents turned to the internet where Furbies could be purchased for 2, 3, or more multiples of the retail price. During one 12-month period, a total of 27 million Furby toys were sold. Holy shit. 2005 was reintroduced with the Emototronic, and then in 2012, it was announced that they would be making a new line. There were 16 colors. Teal, white, black, purple, tangerine, tango, yellow, aqua, navy blue, plum, pink, pink, teal, orange, blue, black, pink, blue, yellow, teal, purple, and gray, teal. Furbies were one of the 11 toys named the top toys for Christmas 2013 by the Toy Retailers Association, where they unveil the predictions for the most popular holiday toys annually. You think you had one? You played with it for maybe a month or a couple days. All of a sudden, it went missing. See, this is what we're going to get into. Yeah, it went missing. It got up and ran away. It's probably watching you right now, is the thing. Oh, you took it to school and gave it to a friend? Well, that person's dead. Well, they're dead. That's the end of their soul. Classic Furbies. The main reason for their popularity was because of the apparent intelligence reflected in their ability to develop language skills. Furbies can communicate with one another via an infrared port located between their eyes. Furbies start out speaking entirely Furbish, and then learn short words, simple syllables, and various other sounds. They're programmed to speak less and less and more English as they grow. There is a common misconception that they repeated words that were said around them. This belief most likely stemmed from the fact that it is possible to have the Furby say certain pre-programmed words or phrases more often by petting it whenever it said these words. As a result of this myth, several intelligence agencies banned them from their offices. A simple electronic motor and a system of cams and gears close the Furby's eyes and mouth, raise its ears, and lift it off the ground in a faux display of mobility. The originals are popular with many hackers as they can be dissected and made to do interesting things. In particular, their advanced audio capabilities and various sensory interfaces make them popular with the circuit bending community. You haven't talked to them in years? You know why, right? Other Furbies. Furby Babies. 1999, the Furby Babies line was introduced. Furby Babies are smaller than the original, have higher voices, cannot dance, but they switch to speaking English more quickly. They have an extended vocabulary and different Easter eggs and games built into them. Furby Babies come in 24 different colors, all have white eyelashes and one of 6 different eye colors. They also had novel Furbies, including an interactive Gizmo, a Yoda, and a interactive E.T. Another friend of Furby called Shelby is similar to Furby but looks like a clam and has vast improvements in memory and has a different personality. It was released in 2001 and can communicate with the original Furbies and Furby Babies. They also have sensors that can sense loud sounds, can sense being upside down. They say things like shiver me timbers and walk the plank when left upside down for an extended period of time. They laugh when tickled. Their antennae, or tennies, as they like to call them. They also purr when petted. They can be fed by sticking a finger in their mouth. Similarly, Shelbies do not have their own nicknames, unlike the classic Furbies. Shelbies are also capable of knowing if it is talking to a Furby or another Shelby, saying phrases such as, "Where's Furby?" though they cannot differentiate between a Furby and a Furby baby. They just assume it is a Furby. In addition to English, Shelbies also know some Furbish words and also have their own language called Shelbish. Black Cat, I feel like you need one of these. Emototronic. In 2005, larger than the previous version, the new Furbies have been upgraded with a more emotional face and a voice recognition system, enabling them to communicate with humans. Unlike the Furbies originally released, just one order is necessary to make them sleep, and they have an on-off switch. They can communicate with other Emototronic Furbies, though to a lesser extent than the communication between the originals, and they cannot themselves communicate with the original Furbies nor Funky Furbies. They also lack light sensors and basic motion sensors and do not respond to loud sounds. Those Furbies, according to the story they come packed with, are from Furby Island. So then they also did Emototronic Furby Babies. I'm going to read that one. Although it has movable legs, which unfurl when it's awake. That's kind of creepy. The Funky Furbies were released in 2006. They are limited to 3 color combinations and can sing 3 new songs and dance. They can be taught dance routines and remember them. Chris says, "I feel bad because he was in a wheelchair, so I hope nothing bad happened to him." But you gave him a Furby. Maybe you need to get a Furby to be your dancing party. I think probably you should. Monkey Nips has been for over 20 minutes to connect chat to. Twitch has been having a lot of chat issues since they instituted that new verification system. Apparently it's causing a lot of side effects. So hello, Monkey Nips. I'm glad to see you and I hope you're doing well. Glad that you're here and able to chat. Furby Party Rockers. A series of toys called Furby Party Rockers were released in addition to the 2012. They feature pre-programmed personalities that differ between the models. Instead of the screens, their eyes are made out of transparent plastic with a backing that has a static pattern painted. The eyes have an LED backlight, and the printed image is stereoscopic so that it changes depending on the viewing angle. That's fucking creepy. Furblings. So they came out with like this app, Furby Boom, which just sounds like... Then they get Furby Crystal and all sorts of... Furbaka. You're able to chat as your chat is riddled with errors. King Dinosaur was having trouble last night with chat. Yeah, I know, it's a little bit of a mess. I gotta sing a song. We gotta sing Fish Heads. Alright, let's sing it in a good... Monkey, how do you want your Fish Heads? Do you want it classic style? Or do you want me to, like, jazz it up? Do something fresh? Let's see what he says. Throw some spin on it. Alright. Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. I took a fish head to see a movie, I didn't have to pay to get it in. How does the next part of that go? Pay to get it in. Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads, fish heads, eat them up, yum. I suddenly was like, wait a minute, forgetting the lyrics to this fucking ridiculous song. Come on, Crafter, that was beautiful. All right, here's the technology. The original Furby source code was written in assembly for the 6502 microprocessor. The first Furby model was based around a Sun Plus microcontroller, which had 80 KIB of ROM and 128 bytes of RAM. Its core differed from the original in lack of a Y-index register. the TSP-50C04 chip from Texas Instruments implementing the LPC codec was used for voice synthesis. On January 13, 1999, it was reported that the National Security Agency of the United States banned Furbies from entering NSA's property due to concerns that they may be used to record and repeat classified information, advising those that see any on NSA property to contact their staff security officer for guidance. Roger Schiffman, the owner of Tiger Electronics, stated that Furby has absolutely no ability to do any recording whatsoever, and that he would have gladly told the NSA this if he was asked by anyone from the spy agency. Additionally, Dave Hampton demonstrated that Furby's microphone can't record any sound at all and can only hear a single monotonous beep if a loud sound is produced around Furby, and no words or waveforms can be made out at all. He, too, was never questioned by the NSA. The ban was eventually withdrawn. Security researchers discovered that the microphone on a Furby Connect can be remotely activated and used to record through a Bluetooth connection. Dun, dun, dun! Let's see. It could have played off if you didn't know the song anyway. But everybody liked my rendition, so I'm happy that you all liked my fish heads. You just wanted to hear me sing. I like singing. Meow, Mama Meow says, my daughter had a demon-possessed Furby that scared the fuck out of us. If you pissed it off, it flipped out and started growling like a pissed-off demon. That's why this episode is about a truly evil creature. Monkey Nips is going to say, how are they writing to Rom? Yeah, that doesn't... there's nothing in there. They can't. It's just, right. But Mama Meow, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. So, Furbish English phrases. Furbish is the Furby's language, with simple syllables, short words, and various sounds. A newly purchased Furby starts out speaking entirely in Furbish, and over time, it replaces it with English. The voice commands the 2005 Furbies respond to include, Weetakalulu, tell me a joke. Weetakawilu, tell me a story. Weetakawati, sing me a song. Yunai Lukidu, you want to play. Yunai-tu-tedu, are you hungry? Yunai-bodu, how are you? Yunai-welo-niwe, go to sleep now. Yunai-nola, show me a dance. Furbies may say these Furbish words. Do, what? Do-da, yes. Boo, no. You, why will you not play with me today? This usually means the Furby is upset. Why is the Furby getting us upset? Why is it getting upset? It's not supposed to get upset, but they do get upset, and they're very mean. You love when you talk Furby to you? But there's a history of these Furbies. Now that we've gone through the history of these monstrous creatures, here's why I describe them as a truly evil creature. So, much like Mama Meow, I knew a few people that had them, and I don't know if the microphones got broken or whatever, and so then they, like, started growling or whatever and got all pissed off. But I had a friend of mine that I knew in, you know, junior high, high school, and he had sort of a, I don't know if it was a New Year's party. It might have been a New Year's Christmas gathering sort of at his house. So, a bunch of us went over there. And we're going to stay the night. So we're up playing video games. You know, it was a classic drink Mountain Dew, play video games, watch fucking porno and HBO, whatever that you weren't supposed to watch and whatever, right? Classic high school fucking 90s shenanigans. Playing Genesis and Super Nintendo and drinking soda and whatever. So he'd had several brothers and sisters. And one of his brothers or sisters had gotten a Furby. And so at the time, you know, we were all kind of like laughing at it, whatever. And the thing with Furbies is, I don't know if it was a battery issue or what. But anyway, they had this Furby. And so we were like taunting it a little bit, right? Like, you're making fun of it. You're saying like, oh, fuck you, Furby. You know, and like, just, again, being shithead classic teenagers, right? telling it all sorts of lewd shit and whatever, seeing if it would, like, repeat it. Because at the time, we're like, oh, you know, the myth was, oh, if you talk to it, it'll, like, repeat words. So we'd be like, you know, we'd be like, you know, Furby, I want to kill you in your sleep. Kill you in your sleep. So anyway, we're being goofballs, right? And so we're laughing at this fucking thing, kind of kicking it around, throwing shit at it, whatever. It's like, goddamn, this fucking creepy-ass thing. So we eventually put it away. We put it up sort of on this mantle above this fireplace. So we put it up there, and it starts to get really late. And we all sort of fall asleep, go to sleep. I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning feeling really creepy. 4 o'clock in the morning, I think it's some sort of witching-esque hour. But I wake up. And I have this just really eerie feeling. Like, what? It's like, something's not right. It's dark in there. I'm kind of looking around. You know, especially winter here in Michigan. It's really dark. So, looking around. And I look over at this mantle where this Furby is sitting. And when I look over at the thing, it opens its eyes. So, its eyes open. And it does its little lift-up thing with its body. And then it just opens its mouth. It just sits there staring at me. And then it goes... I was like, oh my God. I fucking hate this thing. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I jumped up and I grabbed it. And threw it in the other room and threw, like, a bunch of couch cushions on top of it. And he's like, what are you going on? What's up? I was like, dude, that thing's fucking possessed. Like, that thing is fucking mad because we made fun of it. And it's creeping me the fuck out. Because I don't think at the time, other than taking the batteries out, like, they didn't have an off switch. You would tell them to, like, go to sleep or whatever, and they would supposedly sleep. Or if you left them alone for a long time, they might go to sleep. You might drown it. I feel like Mama Meow's daughter did the right thing. Smash it till the bottom doesn't stay anymore. She hated it. Because it's devil creature. Black Cat's like, I might drown it. I like how you went to drowning. I like a good old-fashioned drowning. But like, here's some various images of these goddamn things. Like, look at them. Some of them aren't so bad. Other ones are just like, what in the fuck? I don't want to turn safe search off, but let's do it. Just in case we get like a nude one. But like, the new ones with the new eyes are a little bit cuter. But these like original ones, like I think his looked like, I don't know if it might have been this black and white looking one. But it just opens its eyes like this and is just staring. And then its beak just opens. And then it's just sitting there. Like, what in the hell? I hate this goddamn thing. Look at this fucking creepy ass thing. 3 foot long Furby. Why? Look at this monster. That looks like something from the planet Zarkon. Boil it. Look at this fucking thing. Those things are a chaser. Mike Myers to take a beating. I know, they made him sturdy. Well, they made him sturdy because they figured kids would smash them and they didn't want them to break. So they're actually more resilient than you think. Like, you pound on the goddamn thing and it doesn't break. Look at this. This is biting someone. It's eating a chicken nugget. It is a monster. Fucking psychotic looking thing. Yeah. Just wakes up in the middle of the night and is just staring at me with its mouth open. Like, shit, watch its eyes start glowing red or some shit. Yes, Furbies. Furbies are truly evil creatures. Look at this one. What the hell? That's like a creepo pirate undead one. Look at its eyes. It's got like these dead eyes. That's fucking scary. Look at this tube snake version. My first very long Furby. Why? Why would you make this? Yeah, Bill, this is an insidious monster, is the Furby. So, I also had another friend who had an issue much like Mama Meow. So, they got one for his niece. This buddy of mine, they got one for his niece. So, he got one for his niece, and she starts crying one day, and they're like, what's going on? And so, she's like, it's Furby. And I don't know if it was one of those things where you got to figure if you get a crinkle in the speaker or whatever, like, I don't know what was wrong with it, but like Mom Meow said, it sounded like a demon. It was just like it's all this crackly, like horrible sounding thing. And because it's trying to be cute and like waggle its ears and like blink at you, it's the most insidious looking monster. So she couldn't sleep and had nightmares about it. Nightmares about the Furby. And he eventually had to take it outside and throw it in the garbage and then have her watch the garbage man take it away because she's like, well, what if it comes back? Like, oh my God. You don't want to know what would have happened. Well, you wouldn't be here right now. That's what would have happened. Yeah, the fucking Furby. That's a truly insidious, evil, dark creature. And I kind of want one. I kind of want one because they are a hilarious, much like the Tamagotchi, they're a throwback to a time when you're just like, why would you? It's like that Talkie Tina Twilight Zone. Yeah, exactly. Except 24 million of them got sold. Can you imagine that? And can you imagine if it did have some sort of recording device and, like, they did some tricky shit where they would, like, phone home and, like, I don't know. But you got to figure, especially nowadays. I mean, if you break open a computer, well, look at your cell phone. Look at the size of radio transmitters you can make. You can make a Furby like that and you could hide that shit in there and you could make it so that it's all sending that to some, I don't know, China or Russia or fucking whatever. an army of Furbies. And then you put like some little cyanide gas capsule in there, and at midnight they all open their little beak and they all spit it out. It'd be like, you could redo Halloween 3. I just came up with the plot for Halloween 3 too. It's not masks, it's little Furby toys, and they all emit a poisonous gas and come to life and kill the little kids at night. Because when you're a little kid, what is more terrifying than your cute little stuffed animal happy friend suddenly having its eyes glow red and strangling you in your sleep, or pulling you under your bed like the clown mannequin in Poltergeist? That is maybe one of the horrific scenes ever. And if you're a kid and you're young enough to have toys like that, and you watch that sequence, you will never sleep again. Yeah, it's a good idea, right? Just put it in a Furby. Put in a little toy. Kids love it. Oh, my God. Well, there you are. Next week, we'll continue with some more creepy. Maybe some of it will be really creepy. Maybe some of it will be tongue-in-cheek. Creepy like this particular episode, but I hope you all had fun. It's always great to talk to you guys and be silly. That's another week in the bag, so it's going to be the end of the episode today. So as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Podcast folks, have yourself a great night.